Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Hello, everybody.
We're rolling.
Are we live?
We're live.
Should we have like a little, you know, something, you know?
Broadcast rights for the Bubba the Love Sponge Show have been granted to this station by the Bubba Radio Network and is intended solely for the enjoyment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of this production without the express written consent of the Bubba Radio Network is prohibited.
So it's the after show, and I don't know how long it's going to be today. Lummy, I went and took a pee right after the show.
How did that feel?
And then I laid on the couch and farted. And yeah. Anna
many times.
Anna finds farts very funny. Every fart, she would just giggle like a little kid, which made me want to fart more.
It's hilarious.
Lummy, I come into you having like a full blown inter meltdown, and I'm like, I don't even know what the hell's going on. And you're like, you got this whole thing that's really got you freaked out. And Rhett knows about it, and Anna like can really give a fuck about it. She's mm-hmm. like, you know, she's in her
I
own.
Was more interested in your farts.
No, she was more interested in my Alex Stein story.
Oh, right. Well, you promised me you were going to tell me.
And I did.
You did, and I appreciate it. I left you alone thereafter.
And you must swear to secrecy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Alex, like I said, if you tell the mouthy bitch, tell her not to say nothing, because I think I might have, you know, dodged a bizolet.
Mm-hmm. No. Listen, I like Alexander. I'm not interested in his demise.
Now, and Lummy, you are working on the Twitter deal.
Yes.
Now, are you also going to work on that latest little gimmick?
Yes, I am.
You know, hi, at the Bubba Army, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we're also doing, you know, this, you know.
Yes.
Mape Yapo O-R, the city tis, Eva.
Yep.
Okay. So, Lummy, I would feel as if would it be in regress? Would that be the word? It would be regressful.
We would be remiss.
We would be in remiss.
In remiss? We would be remiss.
It would be remiss for us not to address.
Correct.
There we go. See, we could get through it together with that high ESG score we got.
Mm-hmm. MSG, please.
We would be in remiss not to address the issue at hand. And this microcosm of a world that we live in is affectionately known as the Bubba Army. And the highest honor within the Bubba Army is the Hall of Fame, which is directly right behind Honest Peanut Head. You will see the likes of Jamie from Northern Heat and AC, you know, Cable Dog, just Unsavory Character, Wiz, Iggy, Creatine, Big Red, like just everybody. Scotty Landers, Airtight, Shivering Niz, Zero Business, Zero, Kenny Priz, Greg and Amy, Scott and Big Gulp, just off the top of my head. And there's more. Of which, I mean, one of these days, we got to probably be thinking about this year's class.
Yes, we do.
And I don't know if this year's class is going to be that big. Because, you know, we had a Hootie as a six-ring shoe-in, and I don't think that's going to happen.
I think he kind of disappeared.
Yeah. So, we are a very tight-knit, transparent, say-things-we-shouldn't.
Trans-friendly.
Well, we're trans-friendly, too.
Mm-hmm. And transparent.
We're trans.
In all.
Parent and friendly.
Yes.
Oh, look at you.
In all its
you
forms.
Are right. Ron DeSantis' wife is a goddamn
she
dime.
She is a fucking hot Jackie O. Because Jackie O is not hot. Her eyes were way too far apart. But Casey DeSantis is gorgeous.
She is first lady
she
material.
Is such first lady. And she's not like, now, God bless Melania. She's beautiful. But she was kind of a hoe, you know.
Not only that. But
a hoe model.
But not only that, Anna. She was. But she the speech, the accent kind of was like, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody from Alabama right. would be like, she's I like know what that fucking bitch is saying.
Kind of bought and paid for sort of deal. But right. Casey DeSantis is wholesome and beautiful.
And she's
stunning.
Breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fucking straight and money.
Just, yeah.
And what, she's had three kids?
Three kids.
Popped out three. I got
gorgeous.
Three
gorgeous.
All right. So we have a situation going on here within the Bubba Army. Now, again, the Bubba Army is as high as a Hall of Famer and as, I don't want to say low, but it ranges from the highest peak of being Bubba Army to just being that regular Bubba Army guy that's in a truck somewhere that today when he pulls into his rest stop for his mandatory 8 hours, he's going to be in his bunker sleeper tonight, Lummy, and he's going to watch some Bubba Army videos on YouTube. That's it.
Yep.
Or he downloads the show daily, or he's a daily podcast downloader. But nonetheless, everything that he participates is free. Maybe he's a Fort Walton Beach guy and he listens to us on 103.1. But nonetheless, he calls himself and identifies himself as Bubba Army because we are his favorite show. And our show is different than, I don't really know of any show that's even like ours.
That's the beauty of it.
And the fact that, you know, there's the Bob and Tom show. There's the Mike Calta
without even,
show.
Without even Bob or Tom. Who's missing?
Bob.
Bob's not even on the fucking show.
There's the Drew Garabo show. You know, there's the Lex and Terry show. There's the Rick and Bubba show. There's all these male-skewing shows, but none of them have the certain je ne sais quoi and or...
Swag.
Swag. Or just a cult-like following, its own language, its own lifestyle, as we do.
Bradford Bauer, $100, great after show yesterday.
Podcast. Go get that.
God bless you. Last day of the month.
Yeah, go get that. You know
pushing
what?
Go, units.
Go download that podcast from yesterday. It is good. It goes through our FCC fines. And Anna will be sprinkling one or two or however many. She'll have them all up by the end of this week.
Did you want some over the weekend?
Yeah, just like, you know, maybe
listen,
one today, one Thursday, one
yeah.
Friday, one Saturday, one Sunday.
All right, great.
Whatever the fuck you want to do.
Thank you.
And since some of them are, you know, kind of short, you're going to have to put your other shit in there too.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to do a 12 and 3 p.m. release.
Perfect. Thank you.
God bless.
So, you know, Lummy, on our after shows... I felt as if the information that I was hearing from you today when I walked in from pissing was
farting
was something that is somebody are you sneezing, Lummy?
I hit my cough button. I thought I was going down.
You did, but okay. You got like a little bitch sneeze.
I was holding it in with my nose. I didn't want to sneeze because it can be loud. Mm. And you were talking. Sorry.
You're such a beaten man.
No,
you have been fucking up a lot lately, though.
Do you
know that?
Yes.
Is your wife familiar with your... We're not going to mention what they are, but is your wife familiar with your fuck-ups?
Yes.
Yes. And that real big fuck-up, what was her...
response?
Yeah. What was her mindset on that?
Disappointment.
What did she say?
Well, I don't really want to talk about it because we're not supposed to talk about it.
Sorry.
Disappointment is the main word.
Could she understand how mad I was at you?
Yes.
Yes. And did it ruin your entire time at Fort Walton Beach?
100%.
Oh, it did.
Well,
as it should.
As it should have.
Ruined my vacation.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking idiot.
It didn't ruin mine, but it was a little bit stressful getting on the plane. That's all I'll say. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
So anyway.
Worked out.
Anyway, we got all kinds of shit and drama that goes on.
We're constantly in shit soup. It's part of our charm.
Within our little bubble army world we got going on here.
It's always something.
And so we have a new one. We have another shit storm.
A brewing.
And I would like to address it head on because I got great people that will contact me and give me some advice as to how to handle this. And I'm talking about everybody up on that wall, Lummy, with the exception of the person I'm going to speak about. I'd love to hear from Greg and Amy. They have my number. I'd love to hear from Scotty Landers. He's got my number. I'd love to hear from Cable Dog. He's got my number. I'd love to hear from Scout and Big Gulp. And I think they have my number. And if not, I'll make sure I get it to them. Kenny Price. Shivering this year, business, airtight ski pool. Everybody up there, Lummy.
Big Red, Creets, and Travis.
Oh, those are my main guys. Egg, Heather Wiz. I don't know if I need to hear from Caitlin Hatley or not. She's probably not too familiar with what's going on here. I need to walk up there, Lummy, and make sure that everyone... I need to make sure that I... Make sure everyone... One of those... Part of being in the Hall of Fame is that you have my number so that you can communicate with me.
Yep.
Well, a lot of people didn't get your new number, you know.
Yeah.
You had to shake the fleas.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But none of the fleas
were the HOFs.
HOFs. So Lummy comes to me today and he says
he's freaking out. By the way,
he's freaking out. Are you freaking out, Lummy, that we're talking about this right here? I mean, like, do you
right here,
not
right
only
now.
Do you have a trapper keeper caper going on, which you're fucking freaked out about?
100%.
Not only do you got another thing that you're fucking freaked out about. And you'll be freaked out about that for a long time because
yes.
I'm going to hold that against you for a very long time.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
And now you got this latest thing that you're freaked out about, and you're like, I don't even know if we should talk about this on the air. Like, it may not be where, but like, I'm like, well, why not? That's the only way we're going to be able to really handle it.
And yeah. So,
I mean, we just got to lay it all out, and maybe we fucking cut ties.
But if we
cut ties with a person, are we fucking ourselves because they're going to become a troll and hate us and talk bad about us every time they can? But how can you go from a Hall of Famer to a troll? How can you do that? How can you be recognized as such a large contributor to the show that you have Hall of Fame status, but now you do everything you can to talk shit about the show, go on other shows, promote other shows, and it's just a constant asshole in chat all the time with your passive-aggressive bullshit. Why? And we have a person, Lummy, that's doing that right now. We have a person that's a Hall of Famer that's being really difficult. Am I right?
Yes.
Do you want to tell the story?
Well, yeah.
Well, do you want to tell the story? Because I think you might maybe understand the story more, and maybe people like you telling stories more than me. They hear me and my fat ass talk enough. They like you. You're dumb. People feel sorry for dumb people.
Thank you.
And Lummy, I know that you were going to say this. I don't mean to step on you, but I do think the context is important that you're going to get into, obviously.
Yeah, well, Rhett, feel free. I mean, yeah, you're like Lummi's second. I mean, you guys are almost like Batman and Robin. I need both of you guys to be able to be as smart as one guy.
You know, and the reason I think this is building up is because Lummi has been made to feel like a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like, Lummi has really been talked to like he is some sort of asshole who is purposely doing what he's being told he's doing.
Well, that disturbs me, Lummi, because, I mean, you know, if I can forgive you in your latest fuck-ups, why can't I? What else matters?
Nothing.
Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, last day of the month, trying to suck you dry at the Bubba Army.
I was just explaining during the break when you were taking a piss that because Anna heard me. I think it was segment 6 or 7, and I kind of got a little.
He blew
wordy.
Up a little bit.
Yeah,
it was a controlled. And it was
you blew up where? Where was I?
You were. I think you were busy.
It was a hot mic.
That was a hot mic segment.
What was I doing?
May have been setting up Zoom, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that might have been when we were setting up Zoom. And no, I mean, like, Unsavory, you know, he keeps talking about...
So we're talking about Unsavory character.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And he has become very, very, very difficult of late.
And 99.9% of the shit that he talks about, I really don't care. I mean, look, he can talk however he wants. You know, it's chat. It is what it is. He just keeps trying to make you feel bad, and I do feel bad about Redbeard, and Redbeard is a big-time Bubba Army guy.
Now you're going to have to explain the Redbeard situation, which is news to me. I just found out about this Redbeard situation when you started telling me the Unsavory story as to why Unsavory is mad. So you now need to get into the Redbeard story, and then... kind of, you know, segue that into the Unsavory story, and then we collectively talk about it.
It was a couple months ago, so it was in chat, which I did not even know. I don't really have much social media. No one contacted me about Redbeard, who is always he's a good listener, and he got sick, which I didn't know, and I saw one time someone, you know, said in chat, I think it was Unsavory, that he was sick, and he, you know, no one cares from the Bubba Army. So I reached out to Redbeard, and this is 2-3 months ago. And
right.
I went to Blitz when he was still here, and I talked to him. He said, well, you know, see if he has a GoFundMe. We'll talk to Bubba about it. So I reached out to Redbeard.
So you reached out to Redbeard. Did you tell him, are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I found out, you know, I tried to find out what was going on. He's having, like, some liver issues, a blood disorder. He's not doing well. He's in the hospital. He might be able to go home. I believe he lost his foot or his leg, too, and he can't drive. You know, it's a really bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried, you know, I said, hey, you know, maybe try to set up a GoFundMe. It would be easier for, you know, Bubba to be able to put it on multiple platforms. And then this has nothing to do with Redbeard, because he even said, don't bug Bubba, don't get in trouble with Bubba. And I said, well, it would be easier to go to him with a GoFundMe. And he's like, well, let me, you know, check into it. And I said, I'll check into it, too. Well, you know, different things, he's not able to set up a GoFundMe. So I said, well, how are people able to donate? Oh, PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. I said, okay, well, maybe like write up a story, you know, like, or tell what's going on. Make it easier so we can post it on our social media.
Yeah, I mean, like write up a little thing. Hey, this is, you know, hey, Redbeard here. Want to let you know an update as what's going on with my health. Give us an example of what's going on with your health. I'm a huge Bubba Army. Bubba has agreed to try to help me to get my message out. I need some financial help. I just lost my leg. I guess you said you may have lost his leg or his foot or something like that.
Correct. Yeah.
Maybe do an amputation.
Yeah.
Due to this sickness.
Yes.
And you know, so if you can give, you can. That would have been something I would have gotten behind and promoted. But this is the first I'm hearing about it.
So
you asked Redbeard to do that.
And he said, well, right now, talk to Tex or whatever. It's not really picking up easy on it. And
talk to who?
Talk to Tex, like, because he's on his phone, and, you know, trying to transcribe it. And I mean, look, I'm not saying I'm busy. I'm busy. I've talked to him. You know, I can't. Unfortunately, if all these other people that actually care, when they talk to him, maybe they could, like, maybe, you know, write it down for him or do something. I'm just trying to, at this point, just try to get it the easiest way as possible. Well, it never happened. I told him I tried to figure something. I tried to go around, you know, the GoFundMe. I was trying to look up different websites that you don't need, the things that he doesn't have to do a GoFundMe. And I didn't come up with anything. And for like 2 weeks now, maybe a week, I haven't really been able, you know, I wasn't contacting him. I had a lot of other shit going
on.
You've
been fucking up a lot of other things.
Yeah, exactly. I've been fucking up a lot of other things.
Right.
And then, you know, Unsavory goes, he's been in chat before. He's like, no one in the Bubba Army cares about Redbeard. Redbeard's, you know, not doing well. No one cares. Well, okay. Well, you know, and then today he's like.
Let me slow
down. And today he just. Today his comment was like, well, Lummy never talks about Redbeard. He must not care about Redbeard. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Lummy, you're getting fast mouthed.
I know, because it pisses me off. Because I do care.
It pisses me off when I can't understand what you're saying.
But I do care. And I don't like saying, like, I don't care about Redbeard. Because, what, I didn't set up his GoFundMe because he couldn't? And I didn't, like, open up different things to do it?
It's been told to me now that Unsavory has just become borderline belligerent and, like, you know, a troll. And goes to other shows and promotes other shows and, like, has not been cool at all. And I don't understand what his problem is. And I know initially that when we put him in the Hall of Fame, he wore some clown wig, and that kind of pissed me off because I'm like, that's kind of, you know, what?
It was short notice. I remember at the time, it made it much harder on everyone else because it was
already
last minute.
Not only that, but I mean, like, you know, if it's like you're not taking it seriously. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, everybody else took a picture of themselves and wasn't trying to be in disguise. I mean, what if, you know, again, this isn't Canton, Ohio for the NFL, but this is our little, these are the most royalty of royalty people within our little world.
Absolutely.
Our little microcosm that we live in. And he's trying to be, so I know I got a little mad at him at that, and it's really never been the same since. And now he's mad, Lummy, because you've not single-handedly set up a monetization arm, so to speak, to help out Redbeard.
But I don't see, I think it is because we haven't talked about it on the air because you like being everything right down the middle. You know, like, you want it, what it is, how it's laid out. You know, instead of you going, you know, his Redbeard 313 in chat, you know, he's sick, he has PayPal, Venmo. You know, you don't want to have to do all that work to put it on there. It's just easier to put it together. And I think because we haven't talked about Redbeard, it's my fault. It is my fault. It's my fault that I read in chat that Redbeard was sick. I reached out to Redbeard. I got his number to reach out to him because I was concerned because I do love everyone in the Bubba Army. And it's my fault that I didn't take that step forward and set everything up and then bring it to you. Like, how is that my fault? At least I reached out to him. You know, I mean,
it sounds like to me.
Like, why didn't Unsavory call? That
you reached out to Redbeard. Redbeard wasn't able to set up the necessary things to have a GoFundMe, and Unsavory is full flipped out about it and has been very, very uncool, borderline troll-like when talking about this subject in chat.
I will say,
am I interpreting?
Yeah,
that
he's upset that we haven't promoted, I guess, his PayPal, but it's just because he has two different names for his PayPal and Venmo and stuff. So for you to just sit there, and not everyone listens to the live show, they may miss it, which is why our social media is better. And I guess I should have typed it up, or I should have done something more. But I mean, I'm sorry that me reaching out to him and just finding out and not preparing all this has pissed off Unsavory.
Well, and I don't think a lot of his behavior stems from the Redbeard thing. I think that's just more ammo for him to use. You know, but that's just kind of my take as it is right there.
I mean,
well,
it sucks.
First of all, I, for the most part, as soon as you open up the GoFundMe account, can of worms, then you have to open it up for everybody. And I specifically do not open it up for every Tom, Dick, and Harry because this is the type of situation that you have. The last time that I promoted a GoFundMe was Mario from Reno, who's Bubba Army. Who I met with and had lunch. And I did promote his GoFundMe for one day on my Facebook. I don't know what that generated. And, you know, he lost his daughter in a very tragic situation. And I promoted his GoFundMe. I don't like GoFundMes. But nonetheless, on ones that make sense, Redbeard's would probably make sense. I would feel just as comfortable about privately calling Redbeard and saying, Redbeard, what do you need? Can my foundation send you $1,000? Will that help? You know, I do have a foundation that has some money in it that doesn't affect my business bottom line. How can I help you, bud? And if you got something that I can promote, I'll promote that a few times as well. But you know, we're in the we're in the funding the show business as well. And I don't know that this is necessarily Redbeard. I don't know if this is his doing.
No, it's not.
Wanting us to even speak about this, and that he's even mad. I don't even know that Redbeard is mad about this. Redbeard might be like, I'm True Bubba Army. I don't expect people to bend over backwards for me. I'm going through a health crisis that a lot of people do. And if you can help me, you can. If you can't, you can't. But I'm not going to hold it against Lummy and others and turn into a troll and be difficult because I'm not, you know.
Well, and for the
and it seems like Unsavory is the one that's absolutely going batshit crazy. Am I correct?
Yeah, and the whole thing, it kind of makes me mad.
So why?
He's in chat saying it like, oh, no one mentioned Redbeard. Well, the phone, call then. Like, that's how we hear about, like, that's how we found
that's
out
how
about
we found
Mario.
Out about Mario, yeah.
That's how we found out about different Bubble Army that, you know, things have come up. Hey, you know, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, John, how about the fucking Kentucky guy that used to do the shooting?
Yeah.
The guy called up.
Fire off Fridays.
Yeah. Like, we didn't know. So, like, why don't you call in and say, hey, Redbeard's having a problem. Do you mind if I promote his PayPal?
Yeah, and Unsavory. I mean, you know, are you Johnny such a fucking weirdo that you can't call the show and say, hey, it's Unsavory. Put me on protection. Okay, go ahead. Hey, I just want to let you know Redbeard's having a tough time. Redbeard's huge Bubba Army. He's thinking about...
Or help him set up a
GoFundMe. Yeah, you know, we're thinking about trying to help him out in some way, shape, or form. I just want to throw it out there. Okay, Unsavory, well, we're on it. Or let us know how we can help. We can't set up the infrastructure of anybody's GoFundMe, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. We can't. We don't know the bank routing numbers. We don't know we don't know any of that stuff, nor do we.
And like Lemmy said, we can't just be like, oh, send money directly to his Venmo. I mean, that's not like legit.
I can talk about it in a way, but it would just be better to have something laid out. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, Redbeard, you know, 313 in chat, he's having problems.
Yeah, they can read about a situation.
Redbeard 313 or whatever, you know?
Yeah, where we can read about a situation and kind of promote it that way.
And for the people who are saying that, oh, well, Bubba helped Mario and he's not helping Redbeard, you know, Bubba just said it himself. He didn't know about this until today.
And Mario called in.
He really tried to keep this off of his plate.
And Mario called in.
And I found out through Mario, I would have never known if Mario hadn't called the show.
Right.
Said, hey, I'm Bubba Army. I know you're coming out to Reno to see your dad because you've been talking. Because we talk about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knew Anna was going to Manhattan. Everybody know that Anna, I think, is it Utah that you're going for a bachelorette deal?
I'm going to Idaho.
I was close.
Worse.
Boise. What do you mean even worse?
No, I was close, I said.
No, Lummy said even worse.
Idaho sucks. Sorry. That was it.
The whole state?
That's not what I said. Don't worry about
it. Even Boise?
Don't worry about him, bitch.
Damn it.
And so is Unsavory Redbeard's fucking agent all of a sudden?
No, but like on Redbeard, I when I talked to him about him trying to call in the show, he has a lot of his treatments during when the show is live.
Hello.
So that's on him.
Mm.
That's his problem. That's why he can't.
That's his problem.
Hello.
You know what I mean.
You're on the air.
Declare yourself.
Or not.
Philly, how you doing?
Hello.
Oh, it's Brian from Philly.
Brian selling CDs out the back. Hello, where are you going, Brian from Philly?
What's up, brother? Hey, it sounds like this dude just dumped everything on Lummy and said, screw it, I'll let him deal with it. It sounds like he didn't put any effort into it. So, Lummy, don't worry about it, man.
Lummy gets very attached, and especially to a Hall of Famer like Unsavory. Lummy is kind of the chat union rep, if you will. And this Unsavory guy is really fucking with Lummy, and Lummy's trying his best.
And the thing about Lummy that probably a lot of people do know is that Lummy's very, very empathetic. Like, he feels other people's pain. So when you do this to him, he can't just let things roll off his back. He freaks the fuck out. He's a good guy.
But just don't say
a dumb,
dude
but
is
nice
not putting
guy.
Any effort in on his own. It's like, I'm just going to dump it on Lummy and see you later and then give you shit a month later because, in my opinion, he didn't do anything.
Well, he didn't really dump it on me, but he mentioned it in chat, and I obviously know Redbeard from chat. Redbeard and I have talked multiple times, you know, around chat, and it was just, fuck, that's when I reached out, and when he keeps bringing it up like I'm a piece of shit for not doing anything, it's
right.
Like,
now,
fuck
hold on.
Me.
He's
man.
Passing
Why
the buck
can't
to
he
Lummy.
Call in
exactly.
Who's calling you a piece of shit?
Well, when he Unsavory keeps bringing it up, like, oh, you can't even mention Red Bear. Wait, like, you don't care. Yeah, like, I'm a piece of shit because I'm not saying, Bubba, Red Beard is sick. We need to talk about it. And you're like, well, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Like, right now.
Yeah,
like,
we're
even,
talking
about even between
now. What, is this, did he lose his hands or something?
Unsavory, 81390 Bubba. And Joe the Supermark's right. You know, when I was in the hospital, he's been on death's doorstep I don't know how long. And he's not asked us to...
Yeah, it's hard to work in. We're talking about Penny, you know, squirting. How is Lummy just supposed to be like, oh, Redbeard is sick?
My Penny.
Yeah. Well, that's your Penny. You want first dibs on Penny, don't you?
Happy early birthday, by the way.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm going to come to Bark, hopefully, if I can.
Well, motherfucker, you were here last year.
Yeah, I'm coming. All no, right. Not the Bark, the 199 on the 23rd.
Oh, because him and Dan have the same birthday.
Oh, you mean this the one coming
Friday.
Up?
Friday.
Yeah, same day, same year.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Same exact age.
We'll see you there.
One more point, real quick. If he's going on other radio stations
Which
and bad-mouthing you,
is, he
that
is.
Should be the end of him. He's out. Fuck him.
Should I go and remove his bust?
Not yet.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, there's still a certain amount of respect.
Do you want me to put a bag over it?
No, I want nobody to fuck. I don't want nobody to touch with it. I want to get all this information before I make any knee jerk decisions.
And I'm going to say once again,
I want to talk to Big Red. I'm going to talk. I want to talk to the
Judge Judy Clem.
I got to talk to the council, and you know who the council is, Lummy.
Yeah.
You know, Big Red, Creatine Travis, Iggy, Wizzy, Scott Landers, Airtight, Kenny Priz, Cable Dog, the Nashes. You know, I want to talk to the council.
And I'm going to say once again, it has nothing to do with Redbeard. He has nothing to do with, like, you know, having us bring it up or talk about or, you know, anything like that.
Right. JJ Charger, you're on the council. You just never return my text, JJ. You're in the council. I probably need to write the council down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get a hold of the
council. Are the Diacos part of your council? Or are they like separate council?
No,
that's for like your real legal problems.
They're co-hosts.
Okay.
So that's a different deal.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yes, who's this?
Ooh, a woman.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Rainy?
Yeah.
My little
Oklahoma.
My little Oklahoma real estate slinger. Now, listen, I'm hearing that, like, you know, there's some markets that are really having some tough times of real estate, but is your market still kicking good?
Yes, it is.
Good.
Yeah, we're good. For what it's worth, fuck Unsavory. That guy is a dick.
Oh, coming up.
Yeah, he's one of the only few that have, like, went out of their way to be shitty. Yeah, fuck that
you?
Guy. Yeah, he was shitty to me when I first got in chat. After the first time I called, he like said a lot of really shitty stuff. So that's
what
why I didn't
fuck?
Call for a very long time. Yeah, so I've never liked that guy from the beginning. And then for him to bow up on Lummy like this, like,
well,
fuck that guy. I'm with Anna.
And he thinks that
bag
like,
on his head!
And he thinks like bag that he tries to turn everything into like his... Like he's working, or like it's jokes, or it's ribs, or it's like he's having the Unsavory show all in chat. Like he just can't toe the line and be cool and pro show. It always has to be some kind of fucking whodunit with him.
He's a drama, a shit stirrer.
Yes, exactly. He's a shit stirrer. Yes. I mean, and does he not pay attention? I mean, the it's jokes cuz with Hootie. I mean, look where that got him. Fuck that guy too.
Yeah, and exactly. Listen, you can't use it's jokes cuz on the person that invented it's jokes cuz. Like,
yeah,
can't just
I mean,
weasel your way out of stuff by saying
nothing
it's a joke.
Pisses me off more than when a listener says something offensive and then comes back to me with jokes cuz. Nothing is
exactly.
That is nothing fucking puts me in a worse mood than that.
Or, I mean, even if they just literally say a joke and it's funny and everybody laughs and it's jokes, cut. But to use that as an excuse to just cover your ass
right.
For being mean all the time, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, we're older. This isn't 20 years ago. We're all grown adults. Like, it's jokes because it's fucking over it.
You're just trying to cover
your ass.
And here's the thing. I am so thankful, and I know how great Bubba Army Redbeard is, And if I can figure out a way to help him, including write him a check from my foundation, I will. I don't need to be strong-armed by unsavory by with his troll-like tactics and going on other shows and promoting other shows on our chat and just being overall very hard to like Rainey. I got to think in chat, you are pretty easy to get along with. Like Rainey's Rainey. She called.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Calls the show. She's a realtor. We love her. Like, I don't think that you start a lot of bullshit on chat. I don't think.
No, I mean, I don't think so. He made a bunch of comments after I called the first time. Like, you know, I talk too much and nobody gives a shit about what I have to say. And I sound like a bitch and I'm fat. I'm a whale, actually. He called me a whale.
Why would we allow that? Well, you know what? Why would we allow that? Why didn't somebody ban him for that? I don't give a fuck who he is.
I don't have herd filioma, you know? I'm just like, hey, I can hang with the boys all day long, you know? But fuck that guy. But just over time, he just gets
yeah, all right. And I agree with you, Rainey, and I'm sorry that he said that.
No, I don't care. You know, I got thick skin. I'm over it. But that guy's a dick. I'm totally with Anna. I say bag his fucking head so you can
bag
get to the
his
end of
head. Bag his head.
Stanley Sniper, $10.
Bye, Rainey. What a sweetheart.
Stanley Sniper, $10 on the.
I love Rainey.
What a great listener.
I hope Rainey makes it out to Barb. I really do.
Me too.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's Blitz is the man. Sorry to squirrel you real quick, but after the NHRA drag races, you said that you got a pair of sunglasses and y'all might be getting, you know, a discount code with that company. Did that ever go through?
It happens to be the same company that I'm wearing the T-shirt today, Fatheads.
Yeah, great timing.
Lummy, send this air check to me so I can send to Rico.
Okay.
So I can remind him that if you go to fatheads.com, it's H-E-A-D-Z, Fatheads, that indeed there might be a Bubba promo code. And I think that maybe perhaps your call will expedite that, and maybe I can get that done in the next week or so.
Okay, cool. Because, yeah, we go through quite a few pairs of sunglasses this season at my job, and I'm looking to get me a couple pairs and a couple of my guys.
And they're also, and Fatheads is also getting into safety eyewear as well. So maybe like Average Joe, Lummy, the guys that have to wear safety gloves. I mean, he's into that as well. So I'll get a hold of Rico and get a promo code. Okay, bud?
Awesome. Appreciate it so much. Y'all have a great rest.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's Dave West Palm.
Hi, Dave West Palm. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to weigh in on this. First of all, I think Unsavory's a dick. I think that he is in the same genre as Hootie. He just likes to start drama and just likes to and wants to try to play it as a work, you know, and it's bullshit because I think, if I remember correctly, you had beef with him like a couple months ago, and I think you banned him at one point a couple months ago because you told him, "Hey, go fuck off, Unsavory."
Well, I actually think you started like with the Tyler situation, saying there's two sides to every story. Let's hear Tyler. Don't listen. There's not a lot of things you can't. Don't fuck with my parenting. Don't fuck with my kid. I'm in a very, I'm at one of the lowest parts of my life. I come in here every day and do as good a show as I can. Deep down, I cry. I cry nearly every day that I've gone 17 months without seeing or speaking with or having any type of communication with my son. That fucking kills me. Lummi, you're the only guy that has a parent. Can you imagine are a parent.
Sorry.
Can you imagine if little Walker was 20 years old and you had, you know, you'd spent every almost, you know, at least half of his life with him as I had 50% custody and you got him involved in the sport that he loves and excels in so well. And now you're just a piece of shit and he will completely avoid you. I mean, I literally should be going to therapy for it, but don't, because I think therapy is, you know,
destroy me.
It literally, I struggle with it every day. And he started in on that, you know, and that's why I got mad at him. And I'm not real fucking happy with him right now.
Well, I also think, Bub, I mean, he's like a Manson in terms of or even a Spice Boy, counter-programming, busting your balls. I mean, I think the one thing is, like, hey, you guys bust balls all day long. You know, you bust balls about Anna's, you know, small tits. You bust balls about yourself about,
Anna's small tits.
You know, your weight.
I like how he hesitated when he said that. Small tits.
I did hesitate about saying it, but
that was funny.
You guys bust each other's balls.
We bust each other's balls. My big tits on a small tits. You know, Lummi's hairy arms. Tits. You know, little arms.
But the thing is that you never ever have gotten personal. You never have taken it to that next level where you get personal. And there's a fine line between, you know, busting each other's balls and all that, and then getting deep into personal stuff and he crossed that line. He's crossed that line here, and he does need to have a bag over his bus, because you've already had issues with him. You've already had issues with Hootie.
I wish Unsavory would quit being a pussy and just call in, and let's dive right into this. Let's roll our sleeves up and get through it. What the fuck's your problem, right? It's easy to be a chat tough guy. It's easy to be a fucking tough guy on chat. Let's talk about it.
He's a keyboard pussy.
So?
He's a keyboard pussy is what he is.
All right, my man. Well, thank you for your call. 813-90-BUBBA. Lummi, what is chat saying? I'm on, I think I'm on YouTube.
I'm on YouTube, and I would say 99.
Now, is he anywhere to be found?
He has not been on YouTube. I don't know if I saw him on Facebook or not.
Rhett, are you monitoring Facebook? Is he over there?
No, I haven't seen him.
So that's amazing. You're so critical of the show. You're saying that we handled the red beard situation wrong. You've been very, very tough to deal with, and we're asking you to call in. And you're nowhere to be found. But boy, you're the first person to fuck with us on chat. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Bubba? Hey. Pedro. Okay.
Hey, Pedro.
Hey, I work a zip-up style trapper keeper, so it'll be there tomorrow by 8.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Lummi, Pedro the pool guy.
Thank you, Pedro.
Has you a new zip-up style. Make sure you letter it all up so that it's not, you know, the average human being that looks at it doesn't think it's trash. Because we're now starting
the papers.
The New Testament.
Yes, the New Testament.
Pedro the pool guy, thank you.
Thank you, Pedro.
Yeah, and that was kind of my thought, too, is the other one might have looked like a shitbox because, you know, papers all hanging out and everything. And now you can start to be a little more organized as best you can be in that craziness. So
thank you.
Thank you, Pedro.
Absolutely. Hey, love you guys. Love your content. And fuck all the haters.
Last day of the month. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. At the Bubba Army. Was Redbeard cool when you talked to him?
Oh, that was, yeah.
And is he mad?
No, that's the thing. It's not on Redbeard. Like, he's totally cool with it. He just said, you know, if we could help. And you know,
I want to help.
The conversation just kind of never
got there. Get his address and let me get it. I'll send him a check.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Bubba. This is Mark from Ohio. How are you today?
Hey, Mark. How are you? It's not like you're a cop.
No, not a cop. Just an FTE, then loyal Bubba Army since I heard you on 99.7 in Columbus back in the day.
Oh, man. Was that the Blaze?
The Blitz, actually. No,
the Blitz. It was either the Buzz or the Blitz, one of the two, yeah.
I just wanted to weigh in on this guy. I learned a life lesson a long time ago that you can't give family a pass for something you'd punch a stranger in the face for. And just for the...
Whoa, hold on. Can you say that again? Because I think it's absolutely fucking brilliant. Can you say it again?
Certainly. You cannot give family a pass for something you would punch a stranger in the face for.
I like that.
And unfortunately, that applies to my family, and I had to learn all of those lessons the hard way, one at a time. But it just seems like this guy is just... You have to eradicate the cancer at the source and send him packet. If he's going to be this disruptive to those that you love within the circle and within the family, then you have to send him out. No questions asked. You can't let him be this disruptive and hurt the family. And that's just my personal opinion.
I really, really, really appreciate your insight. I really do.
And for what it's worth, love you guys. Like I said, I've been listening a long time, and love the show. Just keep up the great stuff, and look forward to listening. You guys are my 4 hours of escape from reality every day, and love every minute of what you guys do. Thank you for what you do, and keep up the great stuff.
Full Trucker Effect. Be safe, buddy. Thanks.
And he's right. Awesome.
The Bubba Army is the family. It is. It's the family. And if you're disrupting the family to the point of promoting other radio shows. I mean, Lummy, we could go through a long, long laundry list. You gave me one off the air of things that he does. He goes to, you know, another radio show and talks. I mean, within our chat, doesn't he talk about how good another radio show is?
Yeah, I think, Rhett, you saw that in chat, right? I didn't see that one in chat, but Rhett.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago.
Okay, yeah.
Something about how there's a much better morning show starting at this time, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I think that's my Dawn girl. Is that my Dawn H girl?
What?
100 on the Venmo, Lummy? Did you see that?
It hasn't come in yet.
It hasn't come in for you? You're a little bit behind? You're slow?
Yes.
I think it's my Dawn H.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's my Dawn H, who I think she's a...
The purple bell or something?
What's below like a brown?
Purple.
She's purple. She's either purple or brown. And I think she's been doing it for like 11 or 12 years. She's probably pretty badass.
Definitely. I rolled with Matt yesterday. It was terrifying.
You did?
Yeah. There was like 25 people plus the instructor, and everyone partnered up. And I just kind of like looked around. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm the odd man out. And then I made eye contact with Matt, and I immediately looked away because I was like, oh, shit.
Because you're scared?
Yeah, so scared.
I'm so scared.
And then he motioned for me to come over, and we rolled, and it was amazing. Like, he's not only is he an incredible athlete, but it's hard to come by someone who's an incredible athlete and also a great teacher.
Because
not everyone that's a black belt can teach well.
Exactly. Well, not any
or roll with a not beginner
just,
well.
Not just in the MMA world, but in anything.
Yes.
Like, you might have a good pitcher, and he's the best fucking pitcher ever, but he can't teach the mechanics of pitching to a student to be able to. And so Matt is equally as well. Obviously, his dojo wouldn't be doing nearly as well as I know. He knows I know. As a rip.
Yeah.
His place wouldn't be doing nearly as well if he wasn't a good teacher.
Right.
Because he made Jeff a good teacher.
Yeah. He hires a great staff.
Everybody that's an instructor there is under his tutelage.
Mm-hmm.
And God, so you rolled around with that.
Yeah, that was my first roll of the night. And it was amazing because he lets me actually try stuff. You know, he's got nothing to prove to me, obviously.
Right.
So he's just letting me try stuff and mess around and, you know, try to think through stuff.
Did you feel like we're getting a little close on some shit?
Bubba, I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I think I may be improving.
Captain Creamsicle, Mummy, 100.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dawn H. I love you.
God bless.
Her comment was, I sent you some stuff via Amazon. Just want to make sure you got it. I thought your new page was a wish list. So it looks like we're getting a lot of that stuff.
Oh, well, it is kind of a wish list.
Yeah, that's true.
Dawn H., you're the best.
Thank you.
You're such a good friend.
God bless.
Hello.
Hey, brother. It's Taper Terry, brother. Let me tell you that. Unfavorite character. He's no good, man. He ruined my cabinets, brother. He took a screwdriver and he fucked them up, man, brother.
Who's this?
Fake Taper Terry.
That's even worse. All right.
So here you are. You're rolling around with... Now, how often do you roll around just with a black belt? Just on a
rare.
on a general class.
Well, rare. There definitely are black belts in my class because a lot of them have... There's a lot of range.
Sure.
But I typically stick to my own kind.
Right, because a black belt doesn't probably have the patience.
And by that, I mean blue and white belts.
Right, and at the end of the day, you know, a black belt's there to learn, too, and a black belt's trying to get a good, you know, instructional session in, and they're not really going to learn anything with you.
That's not necessarily true, but they... I don't
mean that disrespectfully.
No, I know what you mean, but even when I'm rolling with people who are beginners, but when you teach it, you are like reinforcing what you know and you're like relearning it for the first time.
But when you're teaching it for the first time to a beginner on a person that's a little bit more advanced than you, it's one thing, but when you're teaching it to a person that's probably been doing the sport 15 plus years then it's probably you drag them down a little bit.
Whereas, it feels that way, but and possibly, you know,
whereas this black belt is the instructor,
yeah,
and he has the range to know white from purple to brown and give you the resistance needed.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying?
But there's this kind of like overall underlying ethos with people who do this sport is that, you know, maybe they're not going to learn something from you, but maybe they're going to teach you something, you know? And so there's this like, if you have knowledge, you should share that knowledge. And no one's ever said any of that, but so many times either, you know, blue belts or higher belts, higher colored belts will come up to you and be like, why don't you try doing it like this?
It's kind of the underwritten code, and especially it's even more territorialized when you have somebody that goes to your gym.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, you see them, you know, you see them often.
Yeah, we're all on the same team.
And as you are, if you're a Sling and D belt, you know, you're a big belt, let's say purple on up.
Yeah.
And you see a white belt, you know, 3-4 striper, it's kind of an underwritten rule to help.
Absolutely.
Rather than to criticize.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you go to
just like whoop your ass, which sometimes that happens.
If you go to most open to the public things, like a gym, let's just use a gym. If you got some fucking dumb guy, some guy over there with a curl bar and he's leaning and, you know, bending at the waist to get it up rather than to keep your back straight, elbows in and do strict form and say you're doing arm curls, you know, most of the time people will fucking clown the guy. They'll be like, hey, see Johnny Numbnuts over there? He's got 85. He really should have 55 on there and do them correctly.
Right.
But he's over there, you know, fucking just, you know,
they're
cheating.
Trying to swing him up there.
Nobody really goes over there and say, hey, Johnny, you know, why don't you lighten the weight 30 pounds? Keep your elbows in. Don't swing it. And really, really concentrate on getting a good form. Mm-mm. But if you're at fucking jiu-jitsu, you know, class on your particular, the dojo that you go to, you know, it wouldn't be uncommon for a purple belt to come to you and say, hey, Anna, you know, I was watching you.
Happens all the time.
On this one Zabida. And try doing it, you know, try this once. Here, let me show you. Try the DM with a beam thing and a black, pew, pew, pew. And then you're like, oh my God, thank you.
Yes, and oftentimes it's the smallest detail. They're like, just rotate your hips a little more. And you do that and you're like, oh my God, world of difference.
Like, thank you.
Yep. All the time that happens.
Because nobody is there to compete against each other. It's nothing. That's not what it is.
Some people are, but they're jackasses. But most people are there, especially the older people, like 30 plus. They just want to learn.
Fitness and learning.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Camaraderie. Camaraderie, as you say.
So when you roll with the motherfucker that the place is named after.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That was my first roll of the night. I was like, oh, shit. He's going to think I'm a moron.
And here's the deal, man. When you grab Matt, you don't realize how core strength he is.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not using that full strength on me.
No, of course.
Which is so helpful. You're like, I just felt like we were like two kids in a sandbox, like playing.
Right.
You know?
So,
low key.
But just to grab him,
mm-hmm.
you can tell that, I don't give a fuck what you know about the guy. If you just grab him, you're like, man, this motherfucker is solid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I
mean, hello.
Hey, good morning, Bubba. How are you, sir?
Oh, dang.
Good. Who's this?
Oh.
This is Steve from Polk County, also known as Steve the Grumpy Old Man.
Oh, I sound like you're from like Yellowstone or some shit.
Yeah. Is everything okay? Are you in a grumpy mood? Are you in a good mood? What's going on, buddy?
I'm in a great mood. I can't wait to see y'all at the game coming up on June 30th.
Oh, freak yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think, I want to say I think I bought the first tickets available.
Nice.
Perfect. I'm going to really start hitting that probably next week.
Yeah.
Sometime. I think I'm going to get Dan there. I think I'm going to get Jay there.
Oh, for yeah.
Might get Steve and Krista there. I might get Jimmy.
Oh, happy anniversary to them, Lovebirds.
Is that today?
I think it was yesterday.
Really? I might call her just really
35 years, something like that.
I could not wait. I would love to meet everybody. I can't wait to meet everybody. It's going to be great. I think that'll be a really good game.
So, grumpy old man, that might make you less grumpy.
No, I'm always grumpy. It's okay.
Understood.
All right, my man. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. You guys have a great day and a great show today, too.
Thank you. You do. Boop, beep. Boop, doop.
Krista Diaco.
Oh.
This is kind of like I'm breaking Godfather protocol here.
By calling her direct?
Yeah. I'm kind of breaking man code here. I should call the husband.
Well, Steve's probably right next to her now.
That's true.
That's what I'll say. I was going to call Steve, but I figured I'd call you because you guys are tethered. She's not even picking up the phone.
Having sex.
Hey, this is Krista. I'm sorry I couldn't answer your call. Please leave a message.
I'm too busy having sex with my husband.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's Bubba. I'm live on the air.
And Anna and Lummy,
and we wanted to wish you a happy anniversary yesterday.
Happy anniversary.
And I'm not trying to break like man protocol by calling you the woman and not the man, but we figured, you two are tethered together, so we'd be able to get a hold of Steve, wish you happy anniversary, and knowing you two, you guys are probably still, blasting each other over the railing at the house.
So, God bless you.
Happy anniversary. Tell Steve we said hi. And love you, miss ya. You're cool.
See you soon. We'll do brunch.
And she is hot.
No doubt.
Way hot. And she drives a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only Diaco bitch that drives a Ferrari. What's that tell about you?
Maybe he crashed one. That's a problem.
I mean, she's got some bomb ass something going on. Oh, did that go on the? Think she heard that?
Probably.
Hope not.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To message review.
Hey, it's Bubba. I'm live on the air.
And Anna and Lummy,
and we wanted to wish you a happy anniversary yesterday.
And I'm
not trying to break like man protocol by calling you the woman and not the man, but we figured, you two are tethered together, so we'd be able to get a hold of Steve, wish you happy anniversary, and knowing you two, you guys are probably still, blasting each other over the railing at the house.
So, God bless you.
Happy anniversary. Tell Steve we said hi. And love you, miss ya. You're cool.
See you soon. We'll do brunch.
And she is hot.
No doubt.
Way hot. And she drives a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only Diaco bitch that drives a Ferrari. What's that tell about you?
Maybe he crashed one. That's a problem.
I mean, she's got some bomb ass something going on. Oh, did that go on the? Think she heard that?
Probably.
Hope not.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent, thank you.
It looks like they might be on vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder if Dan even knows
his anniversary is.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
What his anniversary is. I wonder if Dan even knows whose anniversary it was yesterday. You think he's in surgery? Probably.
Boop, yeah, they'll probably just
he's
hand
gonna
him the
answer.
Phone.
He will. He's doing a full blown tummy tuck with
blood's everywhere.
Oh, he'll answer. I know he will. Yeah, motherfucker, he's gonna have a nurse hold it up to his hand. He's gonna have a nurse take it out of his fucking lab coat right now and hold it up to
his. He has a special ringtone for you and everything.
Yeah, it's probably hard to tell what my ringtone is.
I like it when you call me Big
Bop. I like it when you call me Big Bop Bop. Damn, Dan Diaco, not taking my motherfucking phone call.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8-1.
Oh, burp. Meep, boop. Ah. Do
6-3.
Boop.
Big Red, $100 on the Venmo.
At the tone. Recording. hang up or press 1 for more options.
He makes miracles happen every day with a scalpel, silicone, and saline.
But you're gonna like it, mister.
The world-famous Dr. Dan Bianco has called the show.
Well, he's in surgery right now. He's my boyfriend. We were just checking on you, telling you that we missed you, and see if you remembered whose anniversary it was yesterday, and did you wish them, very two important people, happy anniversary. That's all. Call me later, Muff.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase, message review.
He makes miracles happen every day with a scalpel, silicone, and saline.
For you, you're gonna like it, Lisa.
The world-famous Dr. Dan Bianco has called the show.
Well, he's in surgery right now. He's my boyfriend. We were just checking on you, telling you that we missed you, and see if you remembered whose anniversary it was yesterday, and did you wish them, very two important people, happy anniversary. That's all. Call me later, Muff.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to send your message with normal, thank you. Your message has...
So, Lummy, is Big Red been on... I'm sorry, has Redbeard been on chat? Is he okay? Do we need to get a hold of him? Can we take care of him?
Yeah, I sent him a text message. No, I haven't seen him on chat. Usually...
And has Unsavory been on here? And I got to get a hold of the council, Lummy, and ask. I'm actually going to get a hold of the council today, and get as an all group text, and ask their opinion. Because we have a couple different things we can do. They say Unsavory's in chat. So Unsavory, why don't you call the phone, 813-90-BUBBA. And let it be known why you're being so difficult.
I haven't seen him. The person just said, or he was, but.
Or, okay. I do have his cell phone number.
And just so people know, I didn't come to you, Bubba, and fucking complain about Unsavory. I was telling a story to Anna when you walked in. People were, people were saying that I went to you and fucking bitched you. And you were snacking on
Nutter Butter. You came in and you started farting. And you're like, what's going on?
Lummy.
Yes.
It wouldn't be wrong for you to tell me this conundrum you're going through.
You shouldn't have to go through it alone.
Like,
no one should.
What I'm saying, like, you know, this Unsavory is being a fucking dick to you. He puts you squarely in the middle of something that. Needs the infrastructure for being able to help Redbeard needs to be established for somebody except for us, and you know he's being unreasonable. Hello.
Yes, I'll make it quick. It's Track Me. I listen obviously. Y'all know all the time. And I know Redbeard or whatever didn't ask y'all to do anything, but for Unsavory to step out and say, "Oh, you guys aren't helping." Bubba, you don't have to help a damn one of us, any of your listeners out. We help you because we like you. We want you to provide a service for us. We pay for it. If we can't provide money for our own selves and our own problems, guess whose fault that is? It's our own fucking problem. I'm not here working every day. So when a bum asks me for money or asks for my shoes and tells me he likes them, I tell him, kick rocks. I got shoes that I paid for. Have a good day. Y'all take it easy.
So when a bum asks me for my shoes,
I can tell him to fuck off.
I tell him to kick rocks, bitch. I'm gonna call Unsavory.
Do it.
I mean, fuck it. I'm not gonna sit here and
pussyfoot around it.
Yeah.
You ain't no bitch.
I'm not gonna sit here and.
You ain't no bitch ass.
Well, and for what it's worth, you know, I think you've given him ample opportunity to at least try and defend himself here.
Excuse me.
He's had the whole after show to call in, or have people text him that you've been trying to reach him.
Yeah. Let me see here. I have a couple different numbers for him. No, this is the only one. And I'm calling like in the guise of trying to patch this up and rectify it, and you stop being so unreasonable. And are you Bubba Army or are you not? Are you in or are you out? Because the way you're acting is as if you're out and that you don't want to be a part of us anymore, which is fine. We get it. You know, we fucked up in your opinion. We didn't help out a guy you think we should have. but I'm not going to take you acting the way you are and allow you to continue to be part of the family.
Please leave your message for
Custom Furniture Creations.
Hey, Unsavory, it's Bubba. I figured maybe potentially we could talk man-to-man about this instead of you being some keyboard tough guy and raising all kinds of havoc in chat, promoting other shows, doing all other kinds of bullshit, saying that we're handling the Red Beard situation wrong. I would be, you know what, I will write fucking Red Beard a check from my foundation to help. I would promote a GoFundMe if one was set up. But we shouldn't be responsible for having to set up all that infrastructure and then you being a dick about it and being just really, really difficult to deal with. Calling a Rainy, you know, a whale and just, you know, and then jokes, cuh. I'm fucking over your jokes, cuh. You know what I would like is I'd like for you to be a man and call the show and let's hash this out. Either you're in or you're out. I need to know. Since you like chat so bad, go to chat and say, I'm either, yes, I'm Bubba Army or I'm not. Because if you're not, I'm kicking you the fuck out of the Hall of Fame and I don't want to hear you ever again. Kick rocks. But if you are part of the Bubba Army, then let's fucking rectify this and get it handled. Like two men. Okay? Appreciate you. You in or you out? Which one? Let me know.
Hey, Unsavory, it's Bubba. I figured maybe potentially we could talk man-to-man about this instead of you being some keyboard tough guy and raising all kinds of havoc in chat, promoting other shows, doing all other kinds of bullshit, saying that we're handling the Red Beard situation wrong. I would be, you know what, I will write fucking Red Beard a check from my foundation to help. I would promote a GoFundMe if one was set up. But we shouldn't be responsible for having to set up all that infrastructure and then you being a dick about it and being just really, really difficult to deal with. Calling a Rainy, you know, a whale and just, you know, and then jokes, cuh. I'm fucking over your jokes, cuh. You know what I would like? If I'd like for you to be a man and call the show and let's hash this out. Either you're in or you're out. I need to know. Since you like chat so bad, go to chat and say, I'm either, yes, I'm Bubba Army or I'm not. Because if you're not, I'm kicking you the fuck out of the Hall of Fame and I don't want to hear you ever again. Kick rock. But if you are part of the Bubba Army, then let's fucking rectify this and get it handled. Like two men. Okay? Appreciate you. You in or you out? Which one? Let me know.
Like an angry dad.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To set to mark urgent, press 1. To mark message marked urgent.
There you go. And there you have it. I guess we'll know soon, won't we?
We will.
Mommy, don't worry about it, buddy.
You got so many other things to worry about.
You got a lot of other things to worry about, Mom.
Yes.
We'll see you guys, man. It's the last day of the month. If you want to do some late night trading, some after hour donations, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App at the Bubba Army, or better yet, just go to our YouTube channel and watch videos. Watch as many fucking videos as you can. That's perfect. I'm going to put at least a dollar in our pocket. We'll see you tomorrow.